Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second, the second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting third, the third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Nelson Matthews. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Larry Stahl. Batting eighth, the catcher, Renee Lachman. Batting ninth, the pitcher, John O'Donohue. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, John O'Donohue. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, George Thomas. Batting second, the second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third, the first baseman, Don Demeter. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Don Ward. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jackie Moore. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Hank Aguirre. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hank Aguirre. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a pop-up towards first. Demeter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a line drive into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl strikes out. One out. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Demeter takes first base on ball 4. Lump moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Matthews. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Lump scores. Demeter moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Horton is walked intentionally. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wirt for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a pop-up towards first. Demeter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 1, Tigers, 1. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McAuliffe moves to second. one out. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on O'Donohue. McAuliffe moves to third. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre is 0 for 1 in the game. Aguirre strikes out. Two outs. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0 for 1 in the game. Stahl hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lachman strikes out. Two outs. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. O'Donohue hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lump hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Demeter hits a pop-up towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aguirre fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. Causey hits a pop-up towards third. Word settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Word fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris misplays the ball. That's an error on Campaneris. Horton moves to second. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Wirt reaches second base with a double. Hershberger throws the ball into Charles, who tags Wirt trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Horton scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-1, Tigers. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aguirre fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre is 0-for-2 in the game. Aguirre hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Aguirre reaches second base with a double. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Aguirre moves to third. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lump hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Aguirre tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Tigers. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0-for-2 in the game. Stahl hits a ball on the ground towards first. Demeter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stahl for the out. One out. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 0-for-2 in the game. Lachman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Skip Lockwood pinch hits for John O'Donohue. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Wes Stock now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dixon now pitching. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 3 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 3 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 3 in the game. Charles strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Kansas City Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.